Hey Audio Candy, this is OFLG1 here to do the last time's audio. So, let's do this thing. So the first one is, when was the last time I was really proud of myself? There was this assignment that I was doing, and when I was writing it, I thought it was crap. I thought it was awful. I thought I had written it completely wrong. I was hoping for at least like something a little bit more than a 50% so I would pass that essay. But I ended up getting like 70%, and though, you know, that's not the highest mark you can get for that, it's a lot better than I thought I got. And I was kind of proud of the fact that though I thought I did badly, I did better than I thought I would. And I must have some inherent skill there, right? So, yeah, I was quite proud of myself for that. When was the last time you laughed really hard? That would have been on Mumble Night. Oh, gosh, everyone. Was that on Mumble Night? It was... I don't quite remember, but I remember we were laughing so much that, like, my throat hurt from... You know, all the laughing, it was great. I have a really fun time with you guys on Mumble, and yeah, it's good to just chill and laugh and hang out with you guys. When was the last time I had a burrito? Oh gosh, what's a burrito? I don't think I even know what a burrito is. Hang on, burrito. I'm totally Googling it right now. And it is Google Images. Oh, that. Isn't that like a kebab? I mean, I have kebabs all the time. but I guess a proper burrito. I think I did have one at that new Mexican place they had in Hamilton. I don't know. It did taste really good, but that was like, I don't know, like a few months ago. When was the last time I realized I've been doing something wrong the whole time? That would have been a Mumble again. Everything's happening in Mumble these days. I think Epi came in, but she was muted and deafened, so she couldn't hear anything that I was saying. And I was babbling on for at least a couple of minutes, going like, "Oh, Epi, oh, what are you doing? I can't have a proper conversation because you're just saying goodbye and no." And you know, I was blabbering on, and then it wasn't until after she left I was like, "She couldn't hear me, could she?" And everyone was like, "Nope." Whoops. All right, next one. When was the last time you lost something that you didn't realize was important? Oh gosh, let me think. I can't think of an exact moment. I know that I've done that at work once, that I like made a mistake or I didn't think something was important and it turned out it was really important and I got a bit of a yelling at by my managers. That was the last time I think it was, when I say I lost something, I think I gave up a little bit of information about a film that I probably shouldn't have when I was chatting with some customers. And, I mean, it wasn't a gigantic spoiler or anything, but, you know, those overreacting customers that march over to the manager and they're like, "She ruined the entire movie." And the manager was like, "Oh, well, this is actually a really big deal. You can't do that." Whoops. Who was the last thing or person you hugged? That would have been my stepmom this morning, my parents. Gave them both a hug goodbye. When was the last time you found something new that's become a big part of your life? Something new that's become a big part of my life. probably Reddit. I mean, I discovered this thing 3 years ago, but I seem to spend all of my time on here, so that's probably the biggest thing. Oh dear, is that pathetic? I don't even know. What is the last thing you remember before falling asleep last night? I like to create little scenarios that I fall asleep to. You know, because when you dream, it's kind of like a story that unfolds, and I like to try and begin that story and trigger sleep. So I just kind of imagine what I want to dream about. Like, I'll be in America, and I'll be like, super awesome, and I'll be doing this film, and I'll meet someone, and then this will happen, and yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. Either that, or like, I don't know, just like lots of little scenarios that I make up. I don't remember what the one last night was, but. Alright, next one. When was the last time I felt truly loved? I don't know, I'm gonna say my parents again. They give me unconditional love, and I guess as you grow older, you kind of appreciate that more. So, yeah. I guess whenever I see them, I'm reminded of that. I guess I'm very lucky. When was the last time I did something solely because I wanted to? Today. Psst. I'm an adult. I only do things that I want to. Well, apart from pay bills and that kind of shit, but no one wants to pay bills. But you know what? This morning I was like, I got a big pay from the cinema. I've got a little bit of extra money that I can burn. Why not treat myself to a naughty breakfast? And I got a naughty breakfast at Burger King. Don't judge me. And I can just picture Cadlin's response to that. So much judgment. What was the last thing you said to another person in person? See you later, I guess. I don't know. I was talking to my stepmom this morning, and we were talking about how there are some issues going on in my flat at the moment that we wanted to get fixed, and we were discussing what I would say to the rental agency about what we're gonna do about it. So, yeah, I guess that's the last thing I said. It was the last place I accidentally fell asleep. Accidentally fell asleep? I don't know. I haven't fully accidentally fallen asleep in years and years, so I have no idea. But I remember I got close when I was living on 2 days of no sleep, and I was sitting in this incredibly boring lecture. I just remember like my chin like going down every few minutes, like, and then I jerk back awake and I'm like, what? And I was trying incredibly hard not to sleep, and I ended up having to just leave halfway through because I couldn't understand anything that the lecturer was saying, and there was really no point in sticking around if, I wasn't taking anything in. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Cool. Well, I know I didn't answer all of the questions, but there are some questions that I just don't really want to answer on the internet. So you guys can just deal with it. So yeah, I guess I'll see you in the next audio. Later, guys.